This is the American Variety Network on Blog Talk Radio with Alex Cardinale. Live from Springfield, Massachusetts.
Are you ready?
Hey, you think you can tell us what to do? You think you can?
Hello, listeners, and welcome to a very fun episode of the In Your Face Talk Show here live on American Variety Network. I'm your host, Alex Cardinale. I hope you guys and gals are doing fantastic today. Thank you so much for tuning in to this show. Tonight, I am going to take you down memory lane as I recap what has happened over the last 20 years. Join me as I look back at the last 20 years and reminisce about some of the good things and be reminded of some of the bad things. So, I have a question for all of you, my listeners. How old were all of you in 1996? I want you to stop and think about how old you were in 1996. Now, I was personally just 3 years old. Imagine how fast time flew by. 20 years went by rather fast, didn't it? What were you doing in 1998? How was the economy? And what were the prices like back then? All of that will be discussed tonight. Now, I'm going to be honest with you guys. This is my first time doing a show like this, so I hope that it will be a good show, and I hope that it should be a very fun one. Now, the topics for this show include a complete 1996 to 2016 recap. I'll talk about best movies of the year for the next 20 years, and I'll recap every single event that took place from 1996 to 2016. And later on in the show, I'm going to look back at the prices of 1996 to today. Now, if you're listening live and you have any questions or you want to talk about what it's like growing up in the 1996 era, please feel free to call in at 1-347-989-8142. Ladies and gentlemen, Memory Lane starts right after this.
Are you ready?
Hey, you think you can tell us what to do? You think you can...
You are tuned in live to the American Variety Network here, live on Blog Talk Radio. With a name like American Variety, you can expect a wide variety of topics. Now, let's get live here on the AV Network.
Are you ready for a talk show that is brave enough to talk about anything and everything, even if it's controversial? Are you ready for a talk show where anything goes and we will say anything
that we want?
Well, then you're listening to the right talk show.
You are tuned in to In Your Face Talk Show.
With your host, the crazy Italian-American AC.
You can expect to hear the unexpected.
Laugh at what is said, or you may scream.
In your case, sit back and enjoy the show.
Let's get in your face with this great talk show.
Recapping the last 20 years. And we're going to start with 1996. January 28th, 1996. Super Bowl 30. It was the Dallas Cowboys versus the Pittsburgh Steelers. And in Super Bowl 30 from 1996, the Dallas Cowboys defeated the Pittsburgh Steelers 27-17. February 15th, 1996, the U.S. Embassy in Athens, Greece comes under mortar fire. May 20th, 1996, gay rights, Romer versus Evans. The Supreme Court of the United States rules against the law that prevents any city, town, or county in the state of Colorado from taking any legislative, executive, or judicial action to protect the rights of homosexuals. July 12, 1996, Hurricane Bertha made landfall in North Carolina as a Category 2 storm, causing $270 million in damage. Now, that would be $407 million in today's terms to the United States and its possession and many indirect deaths. July 16, 1996, an outbreak of E. coli food poisoning in Japan resulted in 6,000 children being ill, including two deaths after a group of school children ate contaminated lunches. July 19, 1996, the 1996 Summer Olympics in Atlanta, United States begin. August 4th, the 1996 Summer Olympics conclude. August 16th, Brookfield Zoo, Chicago. After a 3-year-old boy falls into the 20-foot-deep gorilla enclosure, Binti Jua, a female silverback gorilla, sits with the injured boy until his rescue. Video of the ape's action makes her world famous. August 26, 1996, Bill Clinton signs welfare reform into law. August 29, 1996, U.S. President Bill Clinton and Vice President Al Gore are renominated at the Democratic National Convention in Chicago. August 30, 1996, the attempted raising of a 15-ton section of the RMS Titanic fails as 1,700 speculators, including survivors of the wreck, watch. September 5th, 1996, Hurricane Fran makes landfall near Cape Fear, North Carolina, as a Category 3 storm with 115 miles per hour sustained winds. Fran caused over $3 billion in damage and killed 27 people, mainly in North Carolina. The name Fran was retired due to the extensive damage. The September 19th, the scoreboard at Buffalo's HSBC Arena falls to the ice just hours before a National Hockey League game. No one is injured. September 24th, U.S. President Bill Clinton signs the Comprehensive Nuclear Test Ban Treaty at the United Nations. September 30th, the United States Congress passes an amendment that bars anyone convicted of even misdemeanor-level domestic violence from attaining and possessing firearms. October 2nd, the Electronic Freedom of Information Act amendments are signed by U.S. President Bill Clinton. October 7th, News Corporation launches the Fox News Channel as a 24-hour news channel to compete against CNN. October 23rd, the O.J. Simpson civil trial begins in Santa Monica, California. The Yankees wins a 1996 World Series. Woo! Go Yankees! November 5th, United States presidential election, 1996. Incumbent Democratic President Bill Clinton defeats his Republican challenger, Bob Dole. November 25th, an ice storm strikes the U.S., killing 26 directly, hundreds more from accidents. A powerful windstorm blasts Florida, wind gust up to 90 miles per hour. Also on November 25th, the U.S. stock market, especially the Dow Jones Industrial Average, gained at an incredibly fast pace following the 1996 presidential election. It gains 10 days in a row during the month. November 26th, the Sands Hotel in Las Vegas is imploded to make way for the Venetian Hotel. December 2nd, U.S. President Bill Clinton signs the Electronic Freedom of Information Act amendments. December 20th, Steve Jobs' company Next is bought by Apple Computer, the company co-founded by Jobs. December 25th, 1996, Christmas. 6-year-old John Bennett Ramsey is murdered in the basement of her parents' home in Boulder, Colorado. So that's some of the historic events that happened 20 years ago in 1996. Now, here are some of the best movies of 1996. Independence Day, Romeo and Juliet, Happy Gilmore, Mars Attacks, Scream, 101 Dalmatians, Space Jam, The Birdcage, The Cable Guy, Jingle All the Way, Spy Hard, James and the Giant Peach. And those are all of your biggest movie attractions in 1996. Now, let's move forward to 1997. January 20th, 1997. United States President Bill Clinton is inaugurated for his second term. 31. January 26th, 1997. Green Bay Packers versus the New England Patriots, and the Packers defeat the Patriots 35-21 in the Super Bowl of 97. January 27th, 97. It is revealed that French museums had nearly 2,000 pieces of art that had been stolen by Nazis. February 10th, the United States Army suspends Gene McKinney, Sergeant Major of the Army, its top-ranking enlisted soldier, after hearing allegations of sexual misconduct. February 28th, North Hollywood shootout. Two robbers wearing Kevlar body armor, armed with AK-47s, containing armor-piercing bullets injure 17 police officers and civilians in a gun battle. The incident sparks debate on the appropriate firepower for United States Patrol officers to have available in similar situations in the future. March 4th, U.S. President Bill Clinton banned federal funding for any research on human cloning. March 24th, the 69th Academy Awards, hosted by Billy Crystal, are held at the Shrine Auditorium in Los Angeles, with The English Patient winning Best Picture. March 26th, in San Diego, 39 Heaven's Gate cultists commit mass suicide at their compound. March 31st, the children's television series Teletubbies premieres on BBC2. Man, do I remember Teletubbies, because my brothers would always watch that as kids. May 8th, Playhouse Disney launches. May 15th, the United States government acknowledged existence of the secret war in Laos during the Vietnam War and dedicates the Laos Memorial in honor of Hmong and other secret war veterans. May 16th, U.S. President Bill Clinton issues a formal apology to the surviving victims of the Tuskegee study of untreated syphilis in the Negro male and their families. May 22nd, Kelly Flynn, the U.S. Air Force first female bomber pilot certified for combat, accepts a general discharge in order to avoid a court-martial. May 27th, the second deadliest tornado of the 1990s hits Doral, Texas, killing 27 people in 97. June 2nd, in Denver, Colorado, Timothy McVeigh is convicted on 15 counts of murder and conspiracy for his role in the 1995 Oklahoma City bombing. June 6th, in Lacey Township, New Jersey high school senior Melissa Drexel kills her newborn baby in a toilet. June 8th, a United States Coast Guard helicopter crashes near Humboldt Bay, California. All four crew members perish. June 12th, the United States Department of the Treasury unveils a new $50 bill meant to be more difficult to counterfeit. June 13th, a jury sentences Timothy McVeigh to death for his part in the 1995 Oklahoma City bombing. June 27th, Walt Disney Feature Animation's 35th animated feature, Hercules, is released. July 17th, the F.W. Woolworth Company closes after 117 years in business. August 1st, Steve Jobs returns to Apple Computer Inc. at Macwood in Boston. August 6th, Microsoft buys a $150 million share of financially troubled Apple Computer. August 13th, South Park debuts on Comedy Channel. The Florida Marlins win the 1997 World Series. October 1st, 1997, Luke Woodham walks into Pearl High School in Pearl, Mississippi, and opens fire, killing two girls after killing his mother earlier that morning. October 4th, 1 million men gather for Promise Keepers Stand in the Gap event in Washington, D.C. Also on the 4th of October, 97, Loomis Fargo bank robbery, the second largest cash robbery in United States history, which was $17.3 million, mostly in small bills, occurred at the Charlotte, North Carolina office of Wells Fargo. An FBI investigation eventually results in 24 convictions and the recovery of approximately 95% of the stolen cash. October 16th, the first color photograph appears on the front page of the New York Times. Wow, it took all that years to get color pictures. October 30th, in Newtown, Massachusetts, British umpire Lewis Woodward is found guilty of the baby-shaking death of 8-month-old Matthew Epin. November 12th, Ramzi Youssef is found guilty of masterminding a 1993 World Trade Center bombing. And last thing, December 19th, 97, James Cameron's Titanic, the then highest-grossing film of all time, premieres in the United States. Here are the best movies of 1997. Titanic, The Lost World, Jurassic Park, Home Alone 3, Liar Liar, Men in Black, Austin Powers International Man of Mystery, Good Burger. Now, let's move on to 1998. January 8th, 98, Ramzi Youssef is sentenced to life in prison for planning the first World Trade Center bombing in 1993. January 25th, 1998, Super Bowl 32, Brockers versus Packers, and the Broncos defeated the Packers 31-24 in Super Bowl 32. January 14th, Ralph Garino is arrested for attempting to rob a Bank of America bank in the World Trade Center. February 98, the United States Senate passes Resolution 71, urging U.S. President Bill Clinton to take all necessary and appropriate actions to respond to the threat posed by Iraq's refusal to end its weapons of mass destruction programs. February 7th to February 12th, the 1998 Winter Olympics are held in Nagano, Japan. March 23rd, 98. The 70th Academy Award Ceremony, hosted for the sixth time by Billy Crystal, is held at the Shrine Auditorium in Los Angeles, California. Titanic wins 11 Oscars, including Best Picture. April 22nd, Disney's Animal Kingdom opened at Walt Disney World in Orlando, Florida. May 8th, CBS telecast The Wizard of Oz for the last time. August 98, 1998, U.S. Embassy bombings. The bombings of the United States embassies in Dar es Salaam, Tanzania, and Nairobi, Kenya, kill 224 people and injure over 4,500 people. They are linked to terrorist Osama bin Laden, an exile of Saudi Arabia. September 4th, the site we all love is founded. Google Inc. is founded in Menlo Park, California, by Stanford University PhD candidates Larry Page and Sergey Brin. Now, here are the best movies of 1998. The Big Lebowski, Saving Private Ryan, Armageddon, The Waterboy, Small Soldiers, A Bug's Life, Rush Hour, Godzilla. Now we move to 1999, the last year of the 90s, and historically the last year of the 19th century. Alright, so January 10th, 99, The Sopranos debut on HBO. January 21st, in one of the largest drug busts in American history, the United States Coast Guard intercepts a ship with over 9,500 pounds of cocaine aboard, headed for Houston. Super Bowl 33 takes place January 31st, 1999, and it is the Broncos versus the Falcons. The Broncos defeated the Falcons 34-19 in the 1999 Super Bowl. January 31st, Family Guy debuts on Fox. February 12th, U.S. President Bill Clinton is acquitted in impeachment proceedings in the United States Senate. March 2nd, the brand new Mandalay Bay Hotel and Casino open in Las Vegas. March 3rd, Walter LeGrand is executed in the gas chamber in Arizona. April 8, 1999, Bill Gates' personal fortune makes him the wealthiest individual in the world due to the increased value of Microsoft stock. April 20th, 1999, a date that most Americans will never forget. Awful tragedy on April 20th, 99. Columbine High School Massacre. Two little town Colorado teenagers, Eric Harris and Dylan Keeble, open fire on their teachers and classmates, killing 12 students and one teacher, and then themselves. May 1st, SpongeBob SquarePants debuts on Nickelodeon. It becomes the longest-running animated children's TV show on channel to date. May 3rd, 1999 Oklahoma tornado outbreak. A devastating tornado rated F5 on the Fajita scale slams into southern and eastern Oklahoma City metropolitan area, killing 36 people. May 7th, 1999, a jury finds the Jenny Jones Show and Warner Brothers liable in the shooting deaths of Scott Amdair after the show deceived Jonathan Schmitz into appearing on a secret same-sex crushed episode. June 12th, Texas Governor George W. Bush announces he will seek the Republican Party nomination for President of the United States. July 8th, a major flash flood in Las Vegas swamps hundreds of cars, smashes mobile homes, and kills two people. July 22nd, the first version of MSN Messenger is released by Microsoft. July 26th, the last Checker taxi cab is retired in New York City and auctioned off for approximately $135,000. October 22nd, Grand Theft Auto 2 is released on PlayStation. November 21st, the film The Wizard of Oz begins its run on cable TV, which continues to this day. On cable, it is telecast several times a year, like most other films, rather than being shown only once annually. December 3rd, six firemen from Worcester, Mass., were killed in the Worcester Coal Storage and Warehouse fire. So rest in peace to all the victims of the Columbine High School tragedy in 1999, and rest in peace to the six firefighters who lost their lives on December 3rd, 1999. Now, here's the best movies of 1999. American Pie, Big Daddy, Tarzan, The Iron Giant, Toy Story 2, Austin Powers, The Spy Who Shagged Me, Stuart Little, Wild Wild West, and Deuce Bigalow, Male Gigolo. Man, that Deuce Bigalow movie is funny as hell. I think you guys will like that movie. All right. Moving on to 16 years ago, 2000, the turn of a new century, 2000. January 10th, American Online announces an agreement to purchase Time Warner for $162 billion, the largest ever corporate merger. Super Bowl 34, January 30th, 2000. The Rams versus the Titans. The Rams beat the Titans 23-16 in Super Bowl 34. February 8th, 2000. Radio broadcaster Bill Collins' plane collides with that of a student pilot over Zion, Illinois. March 4th, the PlayStation 2 is released in Japan. Several months later, it becomes the best-selling game console of all time. March 21st, the U.S. Supreme Court rules the FDA lacks authority to regulate tobacco as an addictive drug, throwing out the Clinton administration's main anti-smoking initiative. March 26th, Vladimir Putin is elected president of Russia. March 28th, a tornado hits Fort Worth, Texas, damaging a downtown area. May 3rd, in San Antonio, Texas, computer pioneer data point files for Chapter 11 bankruptcy. August 14th, Dora the Explorer, one of Nickelodeon's most popular shows, debuts. August 24th, the Nintendo GameCube is revealed. September 15th to October 1st, 2000, the 2000 Summer Olympics are held in Sydney, Australia. November 7th, Hillary Clinton is elected to the United States Senate, becoming the first First Lady of the United States to win public office. United States Presidential Election 2000. Republican Governor of Texas George W. Bush defeats Democratic Vice President Al Gore in the United States Presidential Election, but there is a miscount in Florida resulting in a recount of the votes. November 16th, Bill Clinton becomes the first sitting U.S. president to visit Vietnam since the end of the Vietnam War in 1975. Wow, that's good to know. It's nice of Bill Clinton to go visit the people in Vietnam. December 12, 2000. Bush versus Gore. The U.S. Supreme Court stops the Florida presidential recount, effectively giving the state and the presidency to George W. Bush. December 15th, Disney's Paradise Pier Hotel opens at the Disneyland Resort. And that's the history of 2000. Now let's talk about the best movies of 2000. American Psycho, X-Men, How the Grinch Stole Christmas, Scary Movie, Meet the Parents, Dude, Where's My Car, Me, Myself, and Irene, Little Nicky, Chicken Run, and Next Friday. Now let's talk about 2001, a year that a lot of you Americans will never forget, because there is a particular day in 2001 that we consider to be the worst date in history, which we'll get to in a few minutes. January 11th, the U.S. Federal Trade Commission approves the merger of America Online and Time Warner to form AOL Time Warner. January 15th, Wikipedia is founded. January 20th, 2001, George W. Bush is sworn into office, succeeding Bill Clinton as President of the United States over candidate contender Al Gore in the disputed U.S. presidential election 2000. Super Bowl 35, January 28th, 2001, the Ravens versus the Giants. The Ravens beat the Giants 34-7 in Super Bowl 35. March 23rd, a date that I always remember. The World Wrestling Federation, now known as WWE, purchased rival organization World Championship Wrestling, WCW, for an estimated US$7 million. June 7th, George W. Bush signs the Economic Growth and Tax Relief Reconciliation Act of 2001, the first tax cut of a series now known as the Bush Tax Cuts. July 18th, in Baltimore, a 60-car train derailment occurs in a tunnel, sparking a fire that lasts days and virtually shuts down downtown Baltimore. August 24th, Windows XP is launched by Microsoft. September 6th, United States versus Microsoft Corporation. The United States Justice Department announced that it no longer seeks to break up software maker Microsoft and will instead seek a lesser antitrust penalty. All right, guys, here is that day that all Americans and people around the world despise and hate in our 20-year history. September 11th, 2001. Awful, awful, and often known as 9/11. 2,977 victims are killed in the September 11th attacks at the World Trade Center in New York City, New York, the Pentagon, Arlington County, Virginia, and in rural Shanksville, Pennsylvania, after American Airlines Flight 11 and United Airlines Flight 175 are hijacked and crash into the World Trade Center's Twin Towers. American Airlines Flight 77 is hijacked and crashes into the Pentagon, and United Airlines Flight 93 is hijacked and crashes into Grassland in Shanksville due to the passengers fighting to regain control of the airplane. The World Trade Center towers collapse as a result of the crashes. In October of 2001, U.S. President George W. Bush announces the establishment of the Office of Homeland Security. October 7th, war in Afghanistan. The United States invades Afghanistan with participation from other nations. October 26th, U.S. President George W. Bush signs the Patriot Act into law. November 12th, in New York City, American Airlines Flight 587 headed to the Dominican Republic crashes in Queens minutes after takeoff from John F. Kennedy International Airport, killing all 260 people on board. December, U.S. President George W. Bush's announces the U.S. withdrawal from the 1972 Anti-Ballistic Missile Treaty. Here are the best movies from 2001. Pearl Harbor, Planet of the Apes, Shrek, Monsters, Inc., Scary Movie 2, Spy Kids. Now, let's get into 2002. Now, 2002 was a good year for me personally, and I hope it was a good year for you, my listeners, as well. Super Bowl 36, February 3rd, 2002. Patriots versus the Rams, and the Patriots defeated the Rams 20-17 in Super Bowl 36. February 8th to February 24th, 2002. The 2002 Winter Olympics are held in Salt Lake City, Utah. February 19th, NASA's 2001 Mars Odyssey space probe begins to map the surface of Mars using its thermal emission imaging system. May 21st, the U.S. State Department releases a report naming seven state sponsors of terrorism: Iran, Iraq, Cuba, Libya, North Korea, Sudan, and Syria. May 24, 2002. In Moscow, United States President George W. Bush and Russian President Vladimir Putin signed the Strategic Offensive Reduction Treaty to replace the Anti-Ballistic Missile Treaty of 1972 and START Treaty of 1993. Oh, and the START II Treaty of 1993. So it replaced the Anti-Ballistic Missile Treaty of 72, and the START II Treaty of 1993. May 31st to June 30th, the 2002 FIFA World Cup begins in South Korea and Japan. Now, here is the best movies of 2002. Scooby-Doo, Spider-Man, 8 Mile, Men in Black 2, 8 Crazy Nights, Ice Age, Lilo and Stitch, Mr. Deeds, Austin Powers, and Gold Member. Now let's head to 2003. January 8, 2003. U.S. Airways Express Flight 5481 crashes at Charlotte Douglas International Airport in Charlotte, North Carolina, killing all 21 people aboard. Super Bowl 37, January 26, 2003. My personal favorite Super Bowl, the Buccaneers versus the Raiders, in which the Buccaneers defeated the Raiders 48-21. Woo! May 1st, 2003. United States President George W. Bush gives a speech announcing the end of major combat operations in the Iraq War. May 4th to May 10th, 2003. A major severe weather outbreak spawns more tornadoes than any week in U.S. history. 393 tornadoes are reported in 19 states. August 14th. The Northeast blackout of 2003 cuts power to an estimated 10 million people in Ontario, Canada, and 45 million people in 8 U.S. states. November 18th, with its ruling in Goodrich versus Department of Public Health, the Massachusetts Supreme Judicial Court makes the state the first in the United States to legalize same-sex marriage. December 13, 2003, Saddam Hussein, former president of Iraq, is captured in Tikrit by the U.S. 4th Infantry Division. Now, here's the best movies of 2003. The first one is one of my favorites, Finding Nemo, Elf, Daredevil, Hulk, Terminator 3, Rise of the Machines, Bad Boys 2, Bad Santa, and Anger Management. Now let's go to 2004. Super Bowl 38, February 1st, 2004. Patriots and Panthers. The Patriots defeat the Panthers 32-29. February 4th, Facebook launches. February 26th, the United States lifts a 1981 travel ban upon Libya. March 2nd, NASA announced that the Mars rover MERB Opportunity has confirmed that its landing area was once dredged in water. April 1st, Google releases Gmail. May 17th, Massachusetts legalizes same-sex marriage in compliance with the ruling from the state Supreme Judicial Court. Goodrich versus Department of Public Health. May 26th, Terry Nicholas is convicted by an Oklahoma state court on murder charges stemming from the 1995 Oklahoma City bombing. June 11th, Terry Nicholas is spared the death penalty by an Oklahoma state court on murder charges stemming from the 1995 Oklahoma City bombing. August 13th to August 29th, the 2004 Summer Olympics are held in Athens, Greece. August 26th, during the Republican National Convention, over 1,800 individuals were arrested by the authorities in New York City. However, 90% of those charges were eventually dropped. November 2nd, United States presidential election, 2004. Republican incumbent President George W. Bush is declared the winner over his Democratic challenger, U.S. Senator John F. Kerry, in a close election. Now here's the best movies of 2004. The Notebook, National Treasure, The Incredibles, White Chicks, Napoleon Dynamite, Dodgeball, A True Underdog Story, Meet the Fockers, 51st Dates, and Spider-Man 2. 2005, Super Bowl 39, February 6, 2005. New England Patriots versus the Philadelphia Eagles. The Patriots defeat the Eagles in Super Bowl 39, 24-21. February 14, 2005, YouTube, the most popular video sharing website, is founded. April 23rd, 2005, YouTube is launched. The first video is uploaded at 8:27 p.m. May 21st, King Duck Ka opens at Six Flags Great Adventure Amusement Park in Jackson, New Jersey, as the world's tallest and, at the time, fastest roller coaster. July 2nd, Live 8, a set of 10 concerts, takes place throughout the world, raising interest in the Make Poverty History campaign. August 29th, another terrible day in United States history. Hurricane Katrina makes landfall along U.S. Gulf Coast, causing severe damage. At least 1,836 people died in the aftermath. Also died is Six Flags New Orleans. Here are the best movies of 2005. Batman Begins, The 40-Year-Old Virgin, King Kong, The Longest Yard, The Amityville Horror, Hitch. Alright, so I've been talking for about 47 minutes. I think it's time for our intermission for today's show. So, when we come back, we're going to talk about the last 10 years from 2006 to present, and I've got some fun chat coming up next. So don't go anywhere, listeners. This is a great show so far. I'm enjoying this show.
Coming up next.
A discussion on the events from 2006 to 2016, and I will compare prices from 1996 to 2016. Don't go anywhere. Stay right here for some awesome music and some commercials I want you to hear.
Let's play. is in the house tonight. Everybody just have a good time.
Yeah.
And we gon' make you lose your mind.
Woo.
Everybody just have a good time.
Clap.
Party Rock is in the house tonight.
Oh.
Everybody just have a good time.
I can feel it tonight.
And we gon' make you lose your mind.
Yeah.
We just wanna see ya.
Shake that.
Shuffling.
Are you enjoying tonight's episode of the American Variety Network? Great! The American Variety Network really appreciates your listening. We also appreciate listener feedback. Please feel free to email us your thoughts and opinions on tonight's show. Our email address is AmericanVarietyNetwork@Comcast.net. That's American Variety Network at Comcast.net. You may also email us with any questions, comments, or concerns you may have about our show. You can also email us to book a guest appearance on the American Variety Network, or you may contact us to become a sponsor of the American Variety Network. American Variety Network at Comcast.net. Would you like to find out when the next episode of the American Variety Network is? Do you want to find out the news and updates for the American Variety Network? Well, all you have to do is go on your computer and log on to the social media sites. The American Variety Network is now on Facebook and Twitter. That's right, you can find the American Variety Network on Facebook and Twitter. Like our fan page on Facebook called American Variety Network, and follow us on Twitter. Our Twitter fan page is at American Network 1. Again, our fan page on Facebook is American Variety Network. Hit like, and our fan page on Twitter is at American Network 1, and hit follow.
Do you find yourself watching a lot of movies? Do you like watching new movies? How about classic movies? Would you like to listen to a movie reviews on live radio? If you call yourself a movie lover, then you will be happy to hear that Alex Gardner-Allen is going to be hosting a movie review show called Twitter Ticker, where Alex will recap all movies, new and old. Twitter Ticker movie reviews air exclusively on American Variety Network at www.blogtalkradio.com/American Network.
Something big is coming to the American Variety Network on Saturday, February 13th, 2016. What could it be? I'll tell you, one thing is for sure. Whatever it is, it will be historic and could break the listen record for the American Variety Network. Stay tuned to the American Variety Network because on January 30th, 2016, I, Alex Cardinelli, will personally make the announcement live on air and all over social media.
Are you ready?
Hey, thank you.
Well, get ready. The announcement is coming your way, January 30th. Coming to the American Variety Network on Saturday, starting Saturday, January 30th, 2016, is Saturday Live with Alex Cardinelli. This will be a weekly show airing every Saturday. It will be similar to my favorite television shows, including Saturday Night Live, The Daily Show with Jon Stewart, and my other favorite show. I will have a guest on each Saturday. I'll discuss each Saturday in history, and I'll have funny prank calls and more. So join me for the first Saturday Live with Alex Cardinelli here on American Variety Network on January 30th, 2016. At 7 p.m.
Shows like Native American Legends and Heroes, goes out to all the Native Americans out there in America. Shows also include women's clothes, big for women, of aquatic euphoria for this season, honey, is extra tension down. Oh, no, for a damn good season, honey. An occasional pops and slots cooking show. Yes, you heard that right. Pops and slots. And the crazy tuna fat with Duke Cat Top Show. Crazy Willie D has so unique style presentation. And we'll almost certainly entertain you with great dish news and information to show. Guests of all interest, humor kind, and with his old flair on Christian podcasting, he might even bring the salvation of Jesus into your life. So what are you waiting for? Right after this show, surf and go to Living in America, Euphoric Network, on Adidas!
You're listening to the American Variety Network.
Your only place for variety on Blog Talk Radio.
Are you ready for a talk show that is brave enough to talk about anything and everything, even if it's controversial? Are you ready for a talk show where anything goes and we will say anything
that we want?
Well, then you're listening to the right talk show.
You are tuned in to In Your Face Talk Show.
With your host, the crazy Italian-American AC.
You can expect to hear the unexpected.
Laugh at what is said, or you may scream.
In your case, sit back and enjoy the show.
Let's get in your face with this great talk show.
Ladies and gentlemen, welcome back to the In Your Face Talk Show. Here live exclusively on American Variety Network. Tonight, I am looking back over the last 20 years, from 1996 to 2016. And before our intermission, I compared and talked about 1996 all the way to 2005. And now, in the second half of the show, I'm going to talk about the last 10 years, 2006 all the way to 2016. But before I do that, I would like to remind all our live listeners out there that you can call in at 1-347-989-8142 and ask any questions that you have, or tell me what you've been doing in these last 10 years. So, let's get back into our discussion. 2006, 10 years ago, Super Bowl 40, February 5th, 2006. It was the Steelers versus the Seahawks, and the Steelers beat the Seahawks 21-10. At Super Bowl 40. March 21st, 2006. Jack Dorsey, Noah Glass, Biz Stone, and Evan Williams founds a popular social networking service, Twitter. They officially launched the site later in the year. July 15th, Twitter is launched. November 5th, former president of Iraq, Saddam Hussein, is sentenced to death. Best movies of 2006. 300. Superman Returns. Mission Impossible the Third. Cars. Grandma's Boy. Click. Night at a Museum. And those are the movies for 2006. 2007. January 9th, 07. Apple Inc.'s CEO and founder Steve Jobs announces the first generation iPhone. It goes on sale in the United States on January 29th, 2007. Super Bowl 41, February 4th, 2007. The Colts versus the Bears. The Colts beat the Bears 29-17 in Super Bowl 41. April 16th, 07. Another horrible tragedy. The Virginia Tech shooting. Hu Cho, a South Korean student, shoots and kills 32 people at the Virginia Polytechnic Institute and State University before committing suicide. resulting in the deadliest shooting incident by a single gunman in the United States history. May 4th, a deadly EF5 tornado destroys much of Greensburg, Kansas. August 1st, the 35W bridge in Minneapolis, Minnesota collapses, resulting in 13 deaths. August 4th, the Phoenix spacecraft is launched towards the Martian North Pole. December 16th, Ron Paul sets a record by raising over $6 million online in just 24 hours, an event known as a money bomb. Here are the best movies of 2007. Superbad, Spider-Man 3, Knocked Up, I Am a Legend, Ratatouille, Alvin and the Chipmunks, Shrek the Third. 2008, January 25th, 08, China's worst snowstorm since 1954, kills 133 people, delays traffic, and causes massive power outages in central and southern parts of the country. Super Bowl 42, February 3rd, 2008, Giants versus the Patriots. The Giants beat the Patriots Super Bowl 42, 17-14. February 5th, U.S. stock market indices plunge more than 3% after a report shows signs of economic recession in the service sector. The S&P 500 fall 3.2%, the Dow Jones Industrial Average dropped 370 points. February 5th to February 6th, or tornado outbreak, the deadliest in 23 years, kills 58 people in the southern United States. February 20th, the United States Navy destroys a spy satellite containing toxic fuel by shooting it down with a missile launched from the USS Lake Erie in the Pacific Ocean. August 8th to August 24th, the 2008 Summer Olympics take place in Beijing, China. September 1st to September 14th, Hurricane Ike makes landfall on Texas as Category 2 and kills 27 in the United States, after killing 4 in Cuba, 1 in the Dominican Republic, and 75 in Haiti. October 3rd, global financial crisis. U.S. President George W. Bush signs the revised Emergency Economic Stabilization Act into law, creating a $700 billion Treasury fund to purchase failing bank assets. November 4th, 2008, United States presidential election 2008, Democratic U.S. Senator Barack Obama is elected the 44th president of the United States and becomes the first African-American president-elect. Best movies of 2008, The Dark Knight, The Incredible Hulk, Step Brothers, Kung Fu Panda, and now we move on to 2009. Super Bowl 43, February 1st, 2009, Steelers and Cardinals. The Steelers beat the Cardinals 27-23 in Super Bowl 43. April 24th, 2009, swine flu outbreak. The World Health Organization experiences concern at the spread of influenza from Mexico and the United States to other countries. International cases and resulting deaths are confirmed. June 11th, the outbreak of the H1N1 influenza strain, commonly referred to as swine flu, is deemed a global pandemic, becoming the first condition since the Hong Kong flu of 1967 to 1968 to receive this designation. June 25th, the death of American entertainer Michael Jackson triggers an outpouring of worldwide grief. Online reactions to the event cripple several major websites and services as the abundance of people accessing the web addresses push internet traffic to potentially unprecedented and historic levels. October 2nd, the International Olympic Committee awards the 2016 Summer Olympics to Rio de Janeiro, Brazil. December 10th, James Cameron's film Avatar is released and becomes the highest-grossing film to date. December 16th, astronomers discover JG-1214b, the first known exoplanet on which water can exist. And now the best movies in 2009, Avatar, Up, The Blind Side, Friday the 13th, and Precious. 2010, on January 3rd, 2010, the United States and the United Kingdom closed their embassies in Yemen due to the ongoing security threat by Al-Qaeda. Super Bowl 44, February 7th, 2010, Saints versus the Colts. Saints defeat the Colts 31-17. February 12th to February 28th, the 2010 Winter Olympics are held in Vancouver and Whistler, Canada. July 25th, 2010, WikiLeaks, an online publisher of anonymous, covert, and classified material, leaks to the public over 90,000 internal reports about the United States' lead involvement in the war in Afghanistan from 2004 to 2010. August 10th, the World Health Organization declares the H1N1 influenza pandemic over, saying worldwide flu activity has returned to typical seasonal patterns. And here are the best movies of 2010. Toy Story 3, The Social Network, Despicable Me, Kick-Ass, and now you move on to 2011. Super Bowl 45, February 6, 2011, Packers and Steelers. Packers beat the Steelers, Super Bowl 45, 31-25. May 1st, United States President Barack Obama announces that Osama bin Laden, the founder and leader of the militant group Al-Qaeda, was killed on May 2, 2011 during an American military operation in Pakistan. August, stock exchanges worldwide suffer heavy losses due to the fears of contagion of the European sovereign debt crisis and the credit rating downgraded as a result of the debt ceiling crisis of the United States. December 15th, the United States formally declares an end to the Iraq War. While it ends the insurgency, it begins another. Best movies of 2011. And in my opinion, there was only one good movie from 2011, and that was Horrible Bosses. 2012, Super Bowl 43, or, hold on, I forgot to write down what Super Bowl this was. Super Bowl 46 in 2003, I mean in 2013. Wait a minute. I'm all confused here. Sorry, I'm actually in 2012 right now. I apologize for that. So, Super Bowl 46, 2012, February 5th, 2012, Patriots versus Giants. The Patriots beat the Giants 21-17. October 24th to October 30th, Hurricane Sandy kills at least 209 people in the Caribbean, Bahamas, United States, and Canada. Considerable storm surge damage causes major disruption to the eastern seaboard of the United States. Now, I remember Hurricane Sandy as if it was yesterday. Very bad storm. Best movies of 2012, Ted and Flight.
All right, now
we are here, in 2013, 3 years ago. January 3rd, 2013, the creation of Alice Cardinelli on podcasting as I hosted my very first show. Woo! Had to bring that up. Super Bowl 47, February 3rd, 2013, the Ravens and 49ers. The 49ers beat the Ravens in Super Bowl 47, 34-31. Or, excuse me, the Ravens beat the 49ers, 34-31. Wow, I totally forgot about that. So the Ravens beat the 49ers in Super Bowl 47, 34-31. All right. So, April 15th, two Chechen Islamist brothers explode two bombs at the Boston Marathon in Boston, Mass., the United States, killing three people and injuring 264 others. Best movies of 2013, Kick-Ass 2 and A Good Day to Die Hard. 2014, February 2014 and January 2016, the Ebola virus epidemic in West Africa begins, infecting over 28,000 people and killing at least 11,000 people. The most severe both in terms of numbers of infections and casualties. Super Bowl 48, February 2nd, 2014, Seahawks and Broncos. Seahawks beat the Broncos 23-8. February 7th to February 23rd, 14, the Olympic Winter Games are held in Sochi, Russia. April 28, 2014, United States President Barack Obama's new economic sanctions against Russia go into effect, targeting companies and individuals close to Russian President Vladimir Putin. December 17th, U.S. President Barack Obama announces the resumption of normal relations between the U.S. and Cuba. December 28th, Indonesian Air Asia Flight 8501 from Indonesia to Singapore crashes into the Java Sea just southwest of Borneo, killing 162 people on board. Here's the best movies of 2014. The Amazing Spider-Man 2, The Judge, Neighbors, and Chef. And finally, last year, 2015, Super Bowl 49. February 1st, 2015, Patriots versus Seahawks. The Patriots beat the Seahawks 28-24. September 28th, 2015, NASA announces that liquid water has been found on Mars. October 23rd, Hurricane Patricia becomes the most intense hurricane ever recorded in the Western Hemisphere with winds of 200 miles per hour and a pressure of 879 MBAR. Here are the best movies of 2015. Daddy's Home, Trainwreck, Terminator Genesis, Ted 2, and Get Hard. All right. Our last topic for today's show. 1996 prices compared to 2016 prices. Here are the prices from 1996 that I found in my research. Postage stamp was 32 cents. Bread was $1.62. Milk was $2.41. Gas was $1.11. A car was about $13,600. And people had an income of $20,000, $788. A house was about $119,250. That was in 1996. 2016. Go out to eat at an inexpensive restaurant is $12. A meal for two people at a mid-range restaurant, three course, is about $50. A McMeal at McDonald's or equivalent combo meal is $7. Domestic beer is $4. Imported beer is $5. Cappuccino is $3.77. Coke, Pepsi is about $1.69. Water is about $1.35. Milk, for 1 gallon in 2016 is $3.59, a dollar and some change more than it was in 1996. A loaf of fresh white bread is $2.31. Rice for 1 pound is $1.57. Eggs for a dozen are $2.70. Local cheese, a pound, is $4.72. Chicken breast, boneless, skinless, are $3.90. A beef round, 1 pound, is $5.45. A pound of apples is $1.89. Bananas, 76 cents. Oranges are $1.83 a pound. Tomatoes, $1.81 a pound. A potato is $1.18 a pound. An onion is $1.22 a pound. Lettuce is $1.59 a pound. A water bottle is $1.76. A bottle of wine is $12 generally. Domestic beer is about $1.78. Imported beer is about $2.63. Pack of cigarettes is about $6.45. Transportation we're going to talk about now. One-way ticket is $2.25. A monthly pass is $70. A taxi starts at about $3. A taxi for 1 mile is $2.50. A taxi 1 hour is $30. And they wait for you. Gasoline is about $2.46. And a Volkswagen Golf 1.4 90 kW treadline, or equivalent new car, is $21,200. Basic, which is electricity, heating, water, garbage, etc., is about $149. 1 minute of prepaid cell phone is 11 cents a minute. Internet is about $49.57. Fitness club monthly fee for one adult is $37.85. Tennis court rent for 1 hour on a weekend is $17.45. Cinema international release, one seat is about $11. A pair of jeans is $41.79. A summer dress in a chain store is about $35. A pair of shoes range anywhere from $20 to $75. And a pair of business shoes are about $90. Those are the prices in 2016 as compared to the prices of 1996. All right, ladies and gentlemen, that is going to do it for us tonight here on the In Your Face Talk Show. I hope you guys enjoyed this show. Man, I had a great time. I certainly learned a lot. And I hope you guys learned a lot as well. Thank you very much for tuning into this episode of the In Your Face Talk Show. Before I go, I would like to remind you to please log on to Facebook and click like on our fan page if you enjoyed today's show, American Variety Network. Click like. I'm trying to get to 100 likes. Whoever is the 100th like, they're going to win a prize. So head on over to my fan page, American Variety Network, and hit like. With that being said, I appreciate your listen. I hope you enjoyed the show. I'm Alice Cardinelli, and thank you so much for listening to this episode of the In Your Face Talk Show. Until next time, I'll see you when I see you on the American Variety Network. Good night, everyone.
Today's episode belongs to the American Variety Network. It was recorded live in the American Variety Network studios. Thank you very much for listening to today's episode. In closing, please join us for God Bless America. Through the night.
America.
Donovan here, friend of Alex Cardinale. I personally want to thank you for supporting Alex Cardinale by listening to his episode of American Variety Network. I hope you enjoyed the show. Please check out his Facebook page, American Variety Network, and hit like. And check out our awesome fish group called Freshwater Maniacs. For all the fish keepers listening, check out my YouTube channel, Here for the Fins, for some awesome info on my fish. Thanks for listening, and Alex Cardinale will see you again for the next episode of American Variety Network. Rock on, folks!
That's all, folks!